Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go.
Oh yeah. It's all about you, yeah. So many days, in so many ways, I took for granted all you had granted in my life. To enjoy since I was a little bitty boy. Now my eyes are open so I can see all you've done for me. You made my life complete.
It's basically, what is the cost? It's my emotional bank account became overdrawn when. That is the topic for this morning. Also, just to sum that up, it is what is it costing you? You know, what is it costing you emotionally, spiritually, and professionally? Who have control and what does it take to get it back? That's what we are going to be discussing this hour with you. We want to hear what you have to say. Our chat line is available for you to start coming in and chatting with us. And like I said, this program for this hour is just going to be phenomenal because we're dealing with our emotional bank account when it became overdrawn. The call-in number that you can call in is 347-324-5263. Again, that number is 347-324-5263. Please call in. Feel free. We want to hear what you have to say because certain things, when you know that your emotional bank account became overdrawn, you then have to set up boundaries. Something that indicates or fix the limit of what you extend. That is really basically setting up your boundaries and stop being unrealistic. Don't get into a situation, into a relationship where there is unrealistic issues. That means it's inappropriate or not really a fact. That is unrealistic issue. If you know if it's not going to be true, if you're living above your means, if you're looking at the situation in a fairy tale aspect of it, that is basically unrealistic. Also, you have people who go around being a caretaker. They give you, that's a person who basically gives you physical or emotional care and support. That a caretaker, and if a caretaker will be overdrawn when they are being abused. You're always there physically and emotional and supporting the other thing, the other person, and not getting nothing in return. That's where it becomes that caretaker mentality instead of that supporting mentality or supporting him or her, doing things as a wholesome, but yet everything falls on you, where that the caretaker becomes more in a sense of a burden, that they make you feel like you have to do this. You have to be emotional there for them. You have to be physically supported to them. They put you in that realm. And also that a major part of it is control. That is, you know, they're controlling you. They're directing you or have influence over you, which you feel that is love, that is a good investment. It's not a good investment because they're taking advantage of you. They're controlling or they're being dominant of your scenario, which is not so. So we want you this morning to call in at 347-324-5263 and discuss with us when your emotional bank account became overdrawn. Actually, what is it costing you emotionally, spiritually, and professionally? Who have control over you, and what does it take to get it back? We want to hear from you this morning. So give us a call, and we'll just discuss those topics, because we know that if you look at a bank account, if you have money in there, you're sitting pretty much comfortable. But if you're taking your money out every week and not putting nothing back in there, you will get a negative sign. And that's the same way on walking in this earthly realm as being emotional overdrawn. When you're giving all that you can in a relationship, in a project, and then all of a sudden you didn't set boundaries, you was looking at it unrealistically, you started becoming a caretaker, and the person or thing took control over you. So this morning, at 347-324-5263, give us a call and partake in this conversation with us.
My emotional bank account became overdrawn when? Well, my emotional bank account became overdrawn when I connected with ABC person. I just think that that's a very good point of discussion this morning, because the fact is that most times what we deposit into each other's life can help us in one way to excel to higher heights in life or to bring us to the ground. And most times that is exactly what we do. Instead of us getting together with each other and having the right to deposit being imparted in our life, we connect ourselves up with people and individuals that don't help our life. And my emotional bank account became when I got connected with a person that did not really have the same ideas, same values, same goals or perspective in our life. And what happened is that what that person was depositing into me was total devastating to my life. For example, you have people who just feel that their life should only be based upon them going to work every day, working a 9-to-5 job, and, you know, paying their bills, and that is it. And as long as you're paying your bills, and doing that and going out every now and then, life is all grand. But that was not my lifestyle. I wanted something out of life. I wanted to be my own boss. I wanted to get a college degree and get education for myself. And so, therefore, it required me to put more of my time and my life into myself and to the relationship, because I wanted to be in a position where the fact that I could say to the person at that particular time that I was dating and involved with that, listen, I want to be a strong man. I want to be a good provider. I want to be a good example to that relationship. But most times in that whole scenario, what I was depositing to them was going on bad ground. meaning that they did not have the same idea. They did not want me to be my own boss. They wanted me to work and be in a comfort zone at that 9-to-5 job, because as long as I worked at that 9-to-5 job, if I got paid every week or twice a week or once a month, they knew that as long as I went there and performed my function, whatever that vocation was, then, boom, they would be happy and secure. That was not my security. Because what happens is that it makes life bad, and it's just sad that so many of us go through the same scenario month in and month out, and we keep depositing things into our life. And then when we get and we realize over time, because that's what you really know, what you're truly depositing in that person over time. Because what you deposit into their life over time, that is when you see the fruits. You see their temperament, you see their attitude, you see their viewpoint, and then that's when the constant conflicts come, because you now no longer agree. And that's the point. You want to be in a relationship where that you do agree. And if you do agree, then you can walk together. But once you stop agreeing with that person that you're connecting with, then you cannot deposit the right thing into them, because it's an area of conflict, and the ground, which is your heart, your mind, and your emotion, they are no longer together. They are going on different paths, and that is the foundation for devastation.
Absolutely. That's why we're trying our best not to create a negative foundation. What we're trying to do is regroup our emotions, refocus our mind, re-energize your body, and reconnect with your maker. If you do those concepts, you will not be overdrawn emotionally, spiritually, and professionally. You cannot let circumstances and people get the best of you. That's why you have to set your perimeters up. If you know that you're walking into anything, any business realm, any spiritual realm, and most of all, any financial realm, that you have to set your boundaries. You have to know through God, who's given you that notion within you, that if, first of all, if this is the right thing to invest in, because if it's not the right thing to invest in, it can drain you. Once you're drained, the person or thing will take full control over you, and you will not be living according to your fulfillment in life. You'll be stressed. You'll be worried. You'll demonstrate anger. You will demonstrate fear. And those are not positive realms that should be in your household. Those are not positive realms that should be within your life. You have to break free of those things. So that's why the topic today really is, what is it costing you emotionally, spiritually, and professionally? Here at the Steward's Guide, we want to hear what you have to say within this hour. You can give us a call at 347-324-5263. Also, you're welcome to get on the chat line. We want to hear what you have to say. Come in, join us. Let's hear your thoughts, your view, and see if we can overcome this together and really move on to the next level. Because being overdrawn in any level is not a healthy sign. It's not a healthy sign when you get into a relationship and that person has full control over you. You're given everything in that relationship. You're working. Once you work, you come in. You're giving your money towards this relationship. You're giving your time and your effort towards this relationship. But then you're getting nothing back in return but a handout. You're always given, but the other person is not given. You invest in this business, and no one is there really to operate this business, to run this business. And you're putting out your all in all, your time and your effort, and then it becomes draining. You don't want to get on that rim. So before that happens, definitely find out what is the cause.
And the funny part here about that is this. A lot of times when we connect ourselves with the wrong type of individuals into our life and they are pertaining with us, and when you're in the dating stage, everything is perfect. There is no fault. You can't see no wrong. Everything is all so well. They're so loving. They're so kind. They're so sensitive. But a lot of times, once you go through that small weeks or a couple of month phases in there, then you begin to see the real fruits of their character. And most times, people don't pay attention to those characteristics. They don't pay attention that this person reacts very quickly with them, that they have a quick fuse. They just say, oh, they're just having a bad day. Okay, let's just say we all have bad days. But when you see a constant pattern of every time that something comes that doesn't go their way, you need to take, as they said, stick a pin in it. Pay attention to that. Don't overlook that and say that it's going to get better or that this is just this person's attitude or this disposition. That is telling you two things. One, that person lacks self-control. Two, they are easily provoked into situations. And three, they don't think about what they do until after they've already engaged themselves in doing that thing. You don't need to be involved with a person like that. And most times, as women, and not just saying it to be negative, but a lot of women, because they are emotional by God's creation, to be affectionate and be drawn to the opposite sex in that way, a lot of times allow the emotion of that situation to void out their thinking of what they really think. Because they are governed by their feelings and their emotion. So as long as they continue to operate in their emotion, they override their thinking. And before they can get a hold of their thinking and lines up with their emotion, then what happens is that they're too far and they don't want their heart to be broken. I can tell you how that from a man's side, because a lot of times they only look at it from a female's perspective. But I'm here to let you know that men feel the exact same way. They don't want to be heartbroken. They don't want to be misused or misunderstood. They want somebody to be nurtured and kind, affectionate, and rub their head and make them feel important. Everybody wants that same thing. However, is that what is it costing you? Is it costing you for you to be a part of this person's life, the same characteristic of negativity? Or is it costing you that this is a wholesome relationship that I'm connected with? Is this person really treating you the way that you should be treated? Is this person really respecting your views and your opinion and your values? Does this person really want something out of the life, or are they just on for the ride? What is it really costing you emotionally? Because when your emotions are involved in this relationship, it takes a hold of you. It grabs you. It puts a grip on your heart where that you can't feel, you can't be without them. That's the way that the relationship should be. But there should be a commitment. And if this man or this woman is not going to commit their lives to you for the rest of their life, then you need to evaluate your position. Stop giving as much into that relationship. Don't put your heart, your soul, your mind, and your money and your time so much into this relationship with this person where they're not doing the same thing in return. And then you have other people who say, if it ain't broke, don't try to fix it. And that's a bad attitude that we allow ourselves to get involved with. Listen, if this person really regards you, respects you, in that they want you to be a part of their life. They want to spend time with you. They want to do things with you and share their life with you. They want to build something that you both can value and appreciate and grow. But are they really enriching your life, or are they just enriching life in one area? There are people who are just great lovers, and that's all that they are, is just great lovers. And then you got people who are good with just money, but they are horrible lovers. And then you have people who are good monetarily and good lovers, but professionally, they are far from the mark. They cannot handle any money. They can't engage anything. And anything that they do turns into disaster. And you don't want to have that person in your life. Don't get me wrong. We all going to have and make mistakes, and things don't always pan out. However, I'm not going to blindly deal in a relationship or be in a relationship with a person that doesn't want to regard the fact where they error. That is what makes the difference between the two. What is it costing you? Are you really gaining in this relationship, or is this relationship going the opposite way? A lot of time in the dating scene, they don't take into consideration those values. What does this person really want from you? And let me just speak to women from a man to a woman's perspective here. When a woman connects to a man and she is becoming physically intimate with him, that man is depositing into her something. And when he deposited into her on that level, then she bonds with him. But if that man is not depositing into you the things that will enrich your life, your emotion, your heart, your soul, both naturally and spiritually, why are you allowing him to do that to you? It's because the words say we're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And you don't need to allow this person to continue to keep doing that to you. Emotionally, it just takes you out. It takes you totally out of your element. You stop being who you are. You stop loving yourself. You used to be an up-tempo person. You're no longer laughing. You're not having fun and being a jokester and playful and have goals and aspirations and saying to yourself that, oh, now I wanna go out and buy me something nice for myself, or get my hair done or my nails done, or get a haircut or get a nice suit or a nice dress and so forth like that. I don't no longer want to go out to the opera or to a nice show or a nice dinner. I don't do any of that stuff anymore. But my whole commitment of my time is just trying to pay bills. That relationship is not a healthy relationship. There's something in that relationship that's what's being deposited to both parties that is not a balance. And you need to clearly understand that is not what God would have in your life. If that person does not have a sense of God, that person will not have a sense of you and will not truly value you. Now, there are people out there that don't believe that. Well, I don't believe in God. I don't know nothing about God. I don't want to know nothing about God. Well, let me tell you something. If that person does not have a conviction about God in their life, how is it that they're going to have a value or purpose concerning you? What is going to be the determining factor when you have areas where the fact that's conflicting and control? What is going to stop them from reacting out? What is going to have them? There has to be a fear of God in them so that they say, that ain't the way that I don't want to be treated. That's not the way I want to conduct myself with my partner. I love her, for God is love. So if this person has a sense of reasoning within themselves, an upbringing and a sense of morals, that person is not going to act out of character or not allow themselves to go but so far. But when that person in the same thing does not have a sense of God in their life, they do whatever they flesh tell them to do. If they flesh tell them to go upside your head, they will go upside your head. If that tells that person to stab you, they will also do that. Whatever it takes, they are going to continue to keep doing that. And that's not the lifestyle that you want to have for yourself. You want that person to clearly be a part of your life in a positive way, not in a negative way. So I want to share with you this morning, what is it costing you? Is this person helping your life, or they're draining the very life from you?
Absolutely. That's why you have to live with a purpose. Connect yourself with a person who has a purpose. Now, could you imagine just having a job that didn't match your personality, your talents, or your personality didn't match? That is definitely walking out of alignment. And I truly believe that God wants us to be in alignment with our thoughts, with our mind, and with our soul being. So therefore, there should be no reason for you to connect yourself with a person without a vision. Because if they have no vision, they will perish. Here at the Stewards Guide, we show you in all different aspects how to have a vision, how to elevate yourself and advance yourself on every level, because that is already in you. God ordained that in you, and you are the one who have to advance and elevate yourself in that realm. That's why when you become overdrawn with your emotions, you have someone or something getting the best of you, who's taking control over you and not letting you live for you. And you definitely have to break free from that. So therefore, once you break free from that, you can be the person that God has you to be. If you choose to open up your own business, then you can do it. If you choose to live joyous, happy and free, you will accomplish that. You will not have low self-esteem because you're not going to let anyone dictate your life for you. So therefore, if you have any call, any suggestions, or you want to come in on chat line, please feel free to do that. The call-in number is 347-324-5263. We do want to hear what you have to say within this hour. We're just trying to let you move from one realm to the next. Don't get caught up being with your spiritual, your professional, and also your emotional that people are taking advantage of you, they have control over you, or you in a caretaker state of mind. Break free from that, and we will show you how you can do that at the Stewart's Guide.
So now let me ask you this question, honey, that a lot of times people feel that who is in control?
Well, for one, the person who's in control is God. And with him, he's going to direct you so you can be in fully control of your life so that you would not have any man or any woman to be in control of your life.
So I'm sitting back here, and we get into an agreement, disagreement about something. And the thing is that the temperament of the person, let me just say this too, as far as that emotional bank account. A lot of times in dealing the relationship and choosing your companion or who you're going to spend your time and your life with, you need to get a person that have the same like temperament that you do. That's worth repeating again. I repeat, if you are in a relationship with somebody or you're considering getting in a relationship, you must have and get a person that have the same like temperament that you do. You don't, if you are an easygoing person, you don't need to have a rugged, rigid person in your life. If you are a giving person, you need to also get connected to a person that is giving. If you have a person that is kind, you want a person that is kind in your life. You don't need to get a person that's totally opposite from you. Even though they say in the world the opposite of tribe, well, guess what? I'm telling you, if they're opposite of you, stay as far away from you as possible, because they are going to cause misery, pain to come into your life because they really have their own set of views and they're not based upon yours. Instead of you being the victor, you will become the victim because they're going to do everything in their power because of their disposition, because of their makeup, because of their characteristic to do everything to dominate you and let the only voice to be heard is their voice. And that has nothing to do male or female. If it's a male, that's exactly what's going to happen. If it's a female, it's going to happen on that side. And because the only way that you're going to be able to live with them, the only way you're going to be able to deal with them, the only way you're going to be able to tolerate them is to give them their way. Because if you don't give them their way, they are going to rebel against you and act in an unreasonable way.
And let me go a little deeper than that. What happens is it's about the boundaries and don't sell or set yourself short. You are a beautiful being within yourself. That is how God created all of us. So if you're connected with a person who's always in fear, who's always in doubt, who's very argumentative, perplexed, something they have to deal with within their self. Don't let them make you feel that you are less than, and then they're going to deposit negative things within you. Because there's no such thing as having that control over you. For those of you who are caught up in that realm, yes, God is real, and you can break through from that. Because he put all of us on this earth to do his work, to do his will. You have to tap into yourself and find out actually what his will is. Because he said on this earth we will all have peace, happiest, and we will be joyous and free. So therefore, we do not have to live where our emotional bank account is overdrawn. We have to deposit back emotions in there and spirituality in there and claim what is really ours out there. If you have any suggestions, we just want to hear what you have to say on the Steward's Guide within this hour. Give us a call at 347-324-5263. Because there's a lot of us out there that is sitting back saying, that could be me that she's talking about. Yes, I do get myself connected with the wrong person because I have doubt within myself. I feel that I can't accomplish this. Yes, you can accomplish this. And at the Steward's Guide, we can show you how you can accomplish a lot of things more than you're putting or giving yourself credit for. For those of you who want to open up your own business, we can show you how to do that. For those of you who want to, who have bad credit and who want to establish yourself in credit, we can show you how to establish credit. For those of you who don't have no credit at all, we can show you how you can get credit. For those of you who want to purchase a home, we can show you how to purchase your home. There's grants out there available starting at $10,000 all the way to $20-something thousand. And when I say grants, you do not have to pay back. Give us a call at the Steward's Guide. Also, for those of you who entrepreneurs out there, and you want to open up your own business, you need employment. Here at the Steward's Guide, we have those avenues and those vehicles there for you. But it all starts with you making that call, making that commitment. Set the boundaries of you that God ordained you to have. Don't sit back and let anyone drain you or take control over you or let you know that you're not capable of moving up to and elevating yourself on a different level. Give us a call at the Steward's Guide at 347-324-5263, and we can show you how you can achieve those things. So this way, emotionally and professionally, you're well-equipped. And spiritually, the first step would be is to give us a call. Call us at 347-324-5263. And just listen or hear the opportunities that we do have out there that's available to you.
Exactly. Because, see, the thing about it is that we are concerned about you and your family. And a lot of times, I've been in very, very bad relationships. I've made a lot of bad choices, and being connected with people who, on the surface, they seem to be wonderful, caring, and all this type of stuff. But over time, I found out that these people only had their own hidden agenda there. And their whole hidden agenda is to get me to compromise who I was, what was my values, caused me a lot of tears, a lot of stress, a lot of confusion for no reason at all, just to say, I got you. And that's how some people are. They will keep you on the hook. They will bait you hook, line, and sinker. And once they get you all tangled up and tied up into them, they will drop you like a hot potato. And a lot of times people continue to keep holding on to bad relationship of people, even a marriage relationship, or as well as on a dating scene because they are feared that if that person leaves them, that they cannot make it on their own. Well, I want you to know that you can make it on your own if that is necessary. If that person is not giving and depositing to you the things that really enhance your life, then you need to evaluate should you hold on to that relationship. Don't allow yourself to stand there. And I'm here to tell you this morning here at the Steward's Guide is this. If you're working right now and you desire that you want a better lifestyle, not just making ends meet, but a better lifestyle, because God says to us that he came that you may have life and life more abundantly. And life means that you are living not just within your privilege as being a person on this earth, but living above where you can enjoy the benefits of life. I can tell you, and I know so many people who have never been outside of the town that they're in, the city that they're in, they haven't gone anywhere and have seen nothing except the environment in which they live. That's not life. God created a world, and he wants you to enjoy the world and share that so that you'll be able to properly dialogue and communicate so many things to other peoples on different levels. But when you allow yourself to get into a rut and stay in the same circumference and environment all the days of your life, you are going to always be limited. And that's not what it's all about. It's about caring. It's about love. It's about peace. It's about joy. And you want to put yourself together. And you don't want to do that, because what happens is if you connect yourself with that relationship enough, that person is either going to help you to excel like an eagle on the air or bring you flat to the ground. And you don't want to live your life like that. Life is lived one time. After life is over, it's death. There's no do-over. There is no do-over.
You know, I'm so glad you said that, because the same time you said that, what came in my spirit was, you don't have any desired time when you're going to die. When the time that you're going to die, you don't know when it's going to happen. Only God knows. But you do have fully control of where you're going to go in life. You have that control. Why don't you write out a personal mission statement? Things that you need to accomplish, things where you're going, what avenue you're going to take. And once you start putting it on paper, you will be so amazed on how God really created you and that really the true mindset that you do have. Get connected with positive people, people who are driven with a purpose. If you are looking for somebody and that person only could offer you love, that is all you're going to get from that person. If you are looking for a person that all that person is going to offer you is money, that is all you're going to get from that person. Try to look for a person with a combination of all.
You need a balance.
You need to set the boundaries, because on this earth that we're walking, there is such thing. That is a realistic dream. And those things can come true. You just have to have the will and the desire to want these things, and it shall be added onto you.
Don't allow yourself to sit there and waste your life. I repeat, don't sit there and allow your life to pass you by. Every second of your life that you're dealing and you're living, life is going on. Life is progressing forward. If you do absolutely nothing, life is still moving on. So then why aren't you not moving on with life and then sitting there stagnant with your hands tied saying you can't do it? Listen, it don't take money to get where you are when you have a mind to create something. All of us have a mind, and if you have purpose, heart, faith, you will God will direct you in the, and put you in a position to cause money to come your way.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is, if Benjamin Banneker, who was the designer of Washington, D.C., did not take his image and write it down, it wouldn't be here. The places that you have in your life would not be if that person would take that idea and concept and put it to paper and actually begin to do it. That's how things come to life. And if the life that you really want to live, if you don't take it and do something with your life, then you're not going to live life. You're going to stay right where you are, and that's all you're going to say life is. And people are going around day in and day out saying, you know what? This is what God ordained me to be. I'm going to be broke all the days of my life. This is the best my life could ever be because God created me. I wasn't born rich, or I was always born poor. I didn't never have any much so that's the way it's going to be. Well, guess what? That's not true. The reason why you may have come into a home and be born in a family where that you do not have a lot of economical things, but you don't need to stay there because you now have a mind, you have a heart, you have breath, and you can create something for yourself. There's people that take the path of the educational side. Yes, you should get a good education, but there are a lot of people out there that God has imparted with talents and abilities that they're only sitting on, and they're not exercising them. And because that they will not allow them, and somebody told them, oh, that idea is stupid, it's crazy. You know, you shouldn't be doing that. You're wasting your time. Guess what? That same crazy, ridiculous idea and concept is what caused a lot of the greatest inventions to ever be created. Just like this avenue of Blog Talk Radio for us to dialogue on this morning. If the creator of that would have took the same concept and not think that you can communicate by way of airways through the internet, it would have never been existing. But because that they took and in regards to what the adversity was, the concept, they took and tried to bring it forth. When you're bringing things forth, you will see that you are taking your natural talent and you are putting it in the hands of a mighty God. God will direct you in the way that you should go when you're doing something. He can see your heart. He sees your desire. He sees your aspiration. And now God is depositing into you something that will break and enrich your life and strengthen you and affect other people's life and heart and their soul and their family. God directly is imparting something in you. God is guiding your emotion. God is making this thing come to fruition if you allow him. But when you put up your defenses, and this is how you put up your defenses, when you say, I can't do it, that's too hard. I don't have the money for that. Nobody's going to believe what I'm going to say. That thing is crazy. It's out of the norm. Guess what? That's exactly what it's going to do, and you're going to stay in your environment. You are going to be emotionally bankrupt because you are not imparting to yourself something that is positive. Your spirituality and who you are, God created us all in his image and his likeness, and God is almighty. He created you to be almighty. He created you to be the head. He wants you to have the provision, but he does not want you to get caught up in yourself and forget about him. And that's where we make the mistake. We forget about God. And professionally, he wants us to be in professional provision. Why? Because he wants us to be able to reach our hand back and help somebody up that was in the pit, or in that turning point in their life, to say, you know what? You don't have to give up, sister. You don't have to give up, brother. Here, God is saying to me, let me help you out of where you are. Here at the Stewards God, it is our goal to help every individual that we can up. Don't give them a handout. We'll give them a hand up. And how you give them a hand up is providing vehicles to help them. There's so many people that work, and they're hardworking people. They're unemployed. They have jobs, but they just have enough money just to get through ends meet. That's not living life. That's not enough. You're supposed to be in a position that you have so much that you can give to others freely and not worry about it. But none of us can ever get to that point because we become selfish in our ideas and opinion. So how you do that? You put yourself, like my wife stated, with people who have something. Maybe that yours might be art. You get with a person that is a graphic designer, or another person that's good at accounting, and another person that may be good in law, because all the other outer components will help your life. Because if you're not good in law, you may, when setting up a business properly, you need to know what the laws are governing whatever you're doing. So you need to connect yourself with someone in that expertise to help you. If that person is adding into you, they're depositing into you. But when you connect yourself with somebody that's wasteful, have no consciousness of spending, and spend every brown cent that they have, they are depositing into you, whether you're going to be financially, emotionally broke.
Absolutely. If you would have told me years ago that I wouldn't know or have anything to do with the Steward's Guide, I would have said, no, not in a million years. That's not me. That's what God has not even ordained for me to do. But I thank God that he has brought a vehicle. During my hardship, I had to go through, how they say, go through all those bumps in the road. I went through a lot of bumps in the road, but I thank God that he placed me now where I can be helped to other people. So for those of you with this 13 minutes remaining, want to give us a call at 347-324-5263 to hear the opportunities that we do have for you out there. For those of you who are interested in pursuing a job, we have that available to you. For those of you who wants to repair your credit, we have that available. For those of you who have no credit and want to establish yourself in credit, we also have that for you. For those of you who want to open up your own business, your own ministry, your own daycare, your own health care, to be a professional person, we have those vehicles available for you. For those of you who are in a home and paying the high interest rate, we can show you how to bring those interest rates down. Here at the Steward's Guide, we're here to help you. We have grants that's available to you that you do not have to pay back. The starting for those grants is $10,000 all the way to $20-something thousand. And again, you do not have to pay it back. It can help you towards your closing costs. It can help you to purchase your investment property. We have all that available. Give us a call here with the last 12 minutes remaining, 347-324-5263. Come in our chat line and talk with us. And also, if you missed the broadcast or just catching the tail end of it and you want to speak to us off the air, call us at 919-758-8800. That number again is 919-758-8800. We help people from all over the world. We thank God for this Blob Talk because it's helping those. God is even blessing us where the people who need his help is coming in even younger. On the program yesterday, we had someone who's 24 years old who wants to open up his own funeral parlor. And we are a blessing to him because that is going to be a reality. He set his boundaries. Sometimes we don't know what our boundaries is, but you have to step out in faith. So give us a call once we get off the air at 919-758-8800. Find out what boundaries that you have. Find out once you step out of that box and not restricting yourself and giving yourself unrealistic theories how God is truly going to bless you. Because I could firmly speak that he has blessed me. So give us a call after we get off this air at 919-758-8800. Give us your ideas, your thoughts, and we can show you how you can not be any more emotionally overdrawn.
Let me just say here in the last minutes that we have here at the Steward Guide, let me say this, that it is our goal, it is our mission, it is our desire for each and every one to be empowered with knowledge that will help you in those tough times. A lot of you that are out there, they become embarrassed. Let me just say this. They become embarrassed or feel that, oh, my goodness, this person is talking to me and all of that. And they are fearful because they said they don't want to be exposed. I don't want to give anybody my information. I don't want them to really know what I'm going through. Well, I can tell you that. That's having a pity party with yourself. A true successful person, no matter what vocation that they are in life, seeks help. It's no embarrassment to seek help when you don't know. It becomes an embarrassment when you sit there and do absolutely nothing. That is the biggest mistake that you could do. I lived that life, and that doesn't feel good. Here it is. I'm busted, disgusted. I'm hungry. I don't have no money. I'm hungry. I'm in the food, you know, and I'm sitting there. And because of, quote, this pride, as we use it so much as a pride, I don't want to go out and ask for help. We're not telling you that you go out there and be a beggar and all that type of stuff, but there's people who genuinely are concerned about you, and they would be more than willing to give you and help you in your tough times. But because of your pride or being embarrassed about your situation, you sit back and do absolutely nothing. Whether you can have food in your stomach, whether there's a place that have there's a lot of people who just store and hoard things in there that they could share with others and be a blessing to them. But because of embarrassment and fear and doubt, that they sit back and do absolutely nothing. Listen, when you are truly hurting, when you've hit that rock bottom place in your life, guess what? You are going to cry. And just think about it. When you were riding a bicycle when you was a young person and you coming down and everything was good as long as you was riding that bicycle, but accidentally you hit a bump in the road and that bike, that little bump or that rock or that pebble caused you to fall off the bike and you hit the ground. When you hit that ground hard enough, you cry, "Oh, God, help me." That is the whole thing about life. When points come in your life when you need, you hit that bump in the road when you need help, God sends you help to help you. It is not an embarrassment for you to do that. Receive the help when the help is provided to you. Don't sit there with your pride like, "Oh, I don't want that person to help me." Listen, if God can send an angel, a turtle dove, or anything that he wants to me when I'm in trouble and I'm hungry and I need help, if God sends black, white, orange, green, or purple, fat, skinny, whatever, and God's going to send me some help, I'm going to receive my help. Don't allow yourself to sit there and feel that you're being embarrassed because that you reached that goal. "I don't want them helping me." Listen, I don't want nobody else to know. Listen, if I need help, whoever God sends to help me, I'm grateful that God sent me to help. And that's the point that we have to seriously understand. Don't allow yourself to sit back and say, maybe. You receive the help because God has that vehicle to let that person bless your life.
So don't look back another day saying how you look, how you feel, what you did not do in life. If you only could have done it this way or that way, my life would have turned out better. You have breath today. You are capable of changing your scenario right now. Give us a call at 347-324-5263 while we have the 6 minutes remaining. If you miss the 6 minutes, give us a call at 919-758-8800. And once you do that, we can show you how you can open up your own business. We can show you how to fix your credit. We can show you how to establish your credit. If you're looking for employment, we can show you that avenue also. If you want to venture out in your own business, we can show you that. If you have high fixed rate on your current home right now, we can show you how to bring that down. If you choose to have an investment property, we can show you on that avenue how you can expand yourself in that realm. Give us a call once we get off the air because we have about 5 minutes remaining at 919-758-8800. Here at the Stuart Sky, we're here truly to help you. We're here to help you from the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west. So don't let another day go by saying that you cannot accomplish anything. Because with God and through Him, you can accomplish all things. Give us a call at 919-758-8800. And we can show you how you do not have to live another day being overdrawn with your bank account. What is costing you emotionally, spiritually, and professionally, you do not have to go through that rem anymore. Give us a call at 919-758-8800. Again, that number is 919-758-8800.
We are just so grateful to always allow each and every one of you to come with you each and every day to share with you, because we want to see you grow, we want to see you excel, and we're grateful to God allows us to be able to do that each and every day. We are here to help and provide the aid for you and your family. What we are depositing into your life today, we hope that it will make a difference in your life and your family's life, because that is what God wants and requires of us. So just take a few moments always to let us know what you think and what you feel. Because, like I said, you may not need it today, but oh, tomorrow. Tomorrow is what makes the difference of your today. As what you do today will affect your tomorrow. And if you sit back and do absolutely nothing, it's going to cause your life to be exactly the same way. So we don't want you to do that. We want you to really do it God's way. Just know. That's why the word says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his throne of glory with exceeding joy, the only wise God, our Savior, both dominion and power forever. God does not want you to fall, and neither do we here at the Steward Guide. So we want you to understand that's why we're here each and every day to share with you and help you through those tough times. There's so many people that are losing their homes right now because of what's happening in media, but I just want you to know that it's actually harvest time. And if you will strategically put yourself in the position, you can capitalize and affect your life from this day forward until years, months after, because God is doing it strategically and causing the wealth to be transferred over to the ones that will be obedient to him. So don't allow your moment again to go. Take a few times. Really look at yourself and look at your situation and say, you know what? Either I'm going to do it all the way, or as we use the term, I'm going to die trying. Never give up. Never give in. Never compromise yourself. Because as long as God gives you health and strength, you can do it. That's why the word says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So if you really want change in your life, you have to do something about it.
So don't let another day go by where you're not implementing that change in your life. You can get where you want to in life. You can do things positive in your life. You don't have to stay in one realm. Give us a call at 919-758-8800. If you're looking for employment, if you want to repair your credit, if you want to establish yourself in credit, if you want to open up your own business, if you want to do an investment property and you want to invest in that, we do have vehicles and avenues to show you how to do that. Again, give us a call at 919-758-8800. Don't sit back another day that you will not do that. The number again is 919-758-8800.
We always in the party want you to always remember our favorite sayings. We want you always to tell a family member
or a friend
that Dr. Charles Burton
and Sister Burton
is on the air. Always be a blessing to yourself and your family. God bless you until our next broadcast. make sure that you tune in each and every day at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you and Godspeed.
Here we go.
My right hand, and for all of my days, I'll give your name.